Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Let's talk about high drama. Because I have a degree in drama. However,
a literal degree
in drama. However, you,
I'm an Oscar are nominated
the high priestess of drama.
It's true.
Like if Angelica Houston is the grand high supreme witch in The Witches, you are that of high drama.
It's true. It absolutely is true. As you say every year when the musical comes up, because I help with the set and scenery, you're like, I was waiting for your Oscar-worthy, you know, best actress in a film
moment.
Because
it comes
every year.
And right around award season, so it's all
That's
appropriate.
That's right. I mean, I'm gunning for it. One year, I'm going to get
hard.
It. Yeah.
Oh, you'll get it one year. It's going to happen, right? And yeah. By that, I mean, you know, the clip they always show, the famous clip, right? Of like the actress in the scene going like, but I did all of this for you, for us, so that we could have this life.
For us, mama.
For us, right? Whatever
right.
that is.
Yeah. And then, like, then the actress on screen is like, makes the like,
and
I'm
she,
embarrassed
like,
that this
when
is the clip.
They go to her. Well, it's sort of like a thing they're always trying to go, like, that was good work. Also, I can't believe I just did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, oh,
Right.
But you had a moment. We're talking now about Hot Springs National Park and going to Hot Springs National Park. And like clockwork, you had a very dramatic
It was an early
moment.
Drama moment.
It was
for the
early
year.
Drama. It was autumn drama.
Welcome to the stage, lady.
Autumn drama, right? I mean, that is who you were in this moment.
I was autumn drama.
You were. Though you had a lot going on.
I did. I was doing my yoga teacher training. I was just starting to see someone. School was schooling. And I was exhausted.
There was a lot happening.
There was a lot happening.
And if there's anything that we know about Madame Michael.
Autumn drama herself.
Is that if she doesn't get her solitude time.
If I don't have my 12 hours of
if
solitude.
If you don't have your 12 hours of solitude a day, then all bets are off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
It's not. And I know this about myself now. I'm learned in myself in that I need downtime. I need to emotionally regulate myself away from others. I need to have, like, you know, time to disassociate. And when that doesn't happen,
brain turn off time.
I know. There were definitely a moment where I called you and I was like, I can't believe we're doing this. Like, why would we do this to ourselves?
I can't believe,
like,
we're going on this
how
trip.
How would we do this? Like,
Meanwhile, we booked it 3 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
We'd booked everything. We'd made all the arrangements. I knew that you do this sometimes, all the time, where you, where it's right before we are about to travel somewhere and you're like, oh my God, is this a good idea? Should we be doing that? And then we get there and you're like, oh, this is, I'm so glad we did this. And I'm like,
clockwork. You're like clockwork. You gotta let him.
And I'm like, just
gotta
let him
fuss.
Let him freak out a little bit.
And then
everything's
when you
fine.
Get there, everything's fine. Exactly.
Everything is fine. And everything was fine.
Yeah.
But you gave what I think is your best performance. Because, like, I was working from your house that day. And you would come home after school. And we had to basically, like, get in the car a little later and drive to the airport in Philly.
We drove very early in the morning.
No, we took an evening flight.
No.
We took an evening flight. We got in the evening late on a Wednesday night.
Okay, that's right. We did.
And so we...
See, I blocked it out from all the drama.
Because of, drama. Right, right. Well, you were acting in a scene. Yeah, I understand why you can't remember it. But I came out after finishing up my day working into your living room, and you were like, it was like Jessica Lange.
Mm-hmm.
That is who you would mm-hmm. become. Jessica Lange screaming about Naughty Pine.
Yeah, exactly.
From Coven in yeah. American Horror Story. And you were like, I know we're going to be leaving soon, but I can't believe this is blah, blah. And I was like, okay, all right. And I just was like, great. So we leave in 1 hour. So get your bags.
Cut the crap jam.
Cut the crap jam.
Yeah.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national parks. At the national parks. At the national parks. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge that while visiting the land, also known as Hot Springs National Park, that we were on the traditional and stolen land of the Osage, Quapaw, and Caddo people.
All right, so Hot Springs. We decided to go to Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas.
Yeah, we did.
And we decided to do this over a very quick break that you ended up having in your school calendar in yes. November.
Yes, a little like 4-day break, which is like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of jaunt.
We decided to leave Wednesday night late and then return on Saturday because you had to be back for yoga training on Sunday.
I did, yes. This was when I was living my La Vida Loca, as it were.
But you made the commitment. You're a yoga teacher. And to die, you got that forever now.
That's right.
And everybody can take class with Mike.
Yeah.
Because he's a great yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm. Doing a national parks flow.
Yes.
I should develop that, actually.
That'd
be fun.
God, I would take that class.
Yeah.
This flow is all about arches. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The different I mean, you could obviously that make that work.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All the back bends.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This was really funny. When we booked all of our accommodations and flights and things for this trip, I had done the thing where I had gone on to make a rental car reservation. I'd put in all the information, but I did not hit the button reserve.
To reserve, yeah.
And was like, oh no. I realized this about a week out.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, oh my God, I just didn't hit reserve. Oh my God, no. And if we know anything about rental car companies, especially after the pandemic, they're available, but they're not available last minute. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I am freaking out trying to solve this problem. And Mike was like, girl, you better solve it. You better work your Capricorn magic,
right,
in order to solve it.
If there ain't, if there's a thing about travel
no
that's
car,
like drama travel, and like feeling that, it's heightened when it's like, oh my God, we've missed our flight. Oh my God, we don't have a rental car.
Listen,
that threw me like into outer space.
I know. Well, your love language is confirmation numbers.
Yeah.
Being on time.
It is. Seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. I mean, your favorite thing to do is like, we're here early. Let's walk to the gate to make sure that the gate exists.
Yep.
So that we can look around at it. Maybe the signboard will have the city that we're going to
yeah.
on it already.
Yeah.
That will further confirm this is real.
What a confirmation and like
that's
a
you.
Feeling of relaxation I feel
that's
when I
you.
See that.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
All of the things coalescing
uh-huh.
together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the phone with them and they basically were like, it's hard with this particular rental car company, which we won't mention because they're not a sponsor. It's hard to get a local person on the phone. And I figured out, because I hacked the internet, I was like, how do I call
the actual desk yeah.
versus like the actual desk at the place
at the airport,
in Little Rock Airport
yeah.
rather than like the corporate number? And finally figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
Got someone on the phone. And they were like, oh, you're going to be fine. There's going to be stuff. That's the last of the night.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And turns out it was. All was good.
Yeah.
It got was. A car.
We arrived. We did what we had to. When we got to the airport, it was, again, we were there late. I feel like we got in at like 11 or like midnight. It was a very late arrival.
Very late arrival.
In service of being able to do a lot in 2 days and then leave very early on Saturday, essentially to get back in the afternoon. But yeah, we got there and they were like, great, here's your car. This works. And that made all the difference. That was like the ease that washed over us both.
We ended up staying in an Airbnb with friends that we've made. Who it is owned by some friends we've made. Shout out to
Seth and Dustin,
who the national parks brought us together and intersected us. And so they had an Airbnb down in Little Rock. So we ended up staying there. It was great. Mm-hmm. And it was so cute. And we arrived very late and we were like, oh my God, this house is wonderful. And it's so comfortable, and it was everything we could ever ask for. So that night, we very, very quickly planned what we were going to do the next day.
Right. And then sort of just like immediately went to bed because the next day was going to be a lengthy day. We had planned to do some things in Little Rock before driving to Hot Springs, which was about an hour from Little Rock proper. So we knew we had some road time as well.
So the next day we got up, we did the things that we had planned to in Little Rock, and then we headed to Hot Springs. Let's talk about Hot Springs. Arriving in Hot Springs, first of all, Hot Springs is the second smallest national park.
Yeah, and if you've listened to our most recent episodes, you've heard all about the smallest national park, which is
Gateway Arch.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We're in Tiny Gal Town.
We are. Mm-hmm. We are. We've explored some of the largest, and we've now explored some of the smallest.
The teeniest, tiniest. Yep. It's true.
Immediately, the vibe of Hot Springs National Park is that it doesn't really feel like a national park, if you will.
Mm-mm.
It certainly doesn't feel like you're like going to a Yosemite or like a...
Right.
But I highly recommend going because there's so much interesting stuff to do, and it's weird and it's queer and it's great.
Yeah, and it's history steeped.
Yes.
That's sort of like the vibe of this space, as opposed to, I feel like the vibe of Gateway Arch was a little bit more, yes, it's history, but it's also the architecture, like, of that arch. Like, I feel like a lot of that is celebrated there, but here it definitely is, like, it's the history, but it's also the baths themselves.
The baths. Yeah. And so it's sort of like a town got designated as a national park.
Essentially, yeah.
Because, like, the reason it got designated was because of the hot springs, and the hot springs are still flowing and going, and you can engage with them, and we will... We have a whole episode about
in a lot of ways too.
There's a lot of ways to engage with the hot springs. Mm-hmm. One of the most famous ways was via a bathhouse. There's a place called Bathhouse Row right in Hot Springs.
Downtown.
It's like the main drag. Mm-hmm. You drive right by it and drive right through it. And it's like there's little shops across the street. There's hotels around. And there's like mountains up to the right and the left that aren't very tall mountains. But yeah, it's like, let's walk through a little town. And then if you want to do any hiking trails that are also here on the national park designated space, it's like, just go behind this little shop and that's where the trailhead is. It's like, that's the kind of world we're living in here.
The other thing that was very interesting about the town was the fact that there are natural fountains that you can, and people just come in and fill water bottles, like, and water jugs, because the spring water is delicious.
The spring water is delicious, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
great. It's
great. That is something that is also a way to kind of like have that engagement with the springs themselves,
which
is really, really cool.
That's right.
And we definitely did that.
The water is the sort of special highlight. It's the reason the place got designated, right? Is the water.
Yeah.
So it's the water that's coming out of the springs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's like medicinal qualities and the fact that that was the draw for this space
for so many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we highly recommend all of the ways that you can engage with the springs, the water, the place in as many ways as possible, which is what we did on this day. And we started by, we parked the car in the garage and we got on our hiking stuff and we got out on foot. And the first thing we did was we just sort of like walked up and down the main street here, looked around, made our way over to, there's a whole bunch of bathhouses on Bathhouse Row.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they all used to be operational. Yep. Now they are not, there's only one that's operational, which we will be doing a whole episode on.
Yeah.
But now those buildings serve as other things. The one at the very end has some function, but it sort of like acts as like the,
I think it's park headquarters. It's
something
not,
like that.
It's not the visitor center. There is a visitor center space that is now about, that was a bathhouse, but yes, there's a park headquarters. There's also a gift shop is in one of them. There's also a brewery.
A museum.
Which we'll
there's
talk
a brewery.
About.
Yeah. Right. And so at the very end, like as one would pull in the park headquarters area bathhouse building, there's a fountain in front of it that one could just walk up and get some of the actual hot springs water.
Yeah.
And so we were there. We filled up our bladders with hot springs water. And then we made our way to the promenade. It's a raised park area behind the bathhouses on Bathhouse Road.
Mm-hmm. Which is like essentially paved pavers, like balustrades, staircases, all of this sort of kind of pomp and circumstance. And this is essentially how you would get to some of the trails in the national park.
And with that, let's take our first break. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. This is a new game that I'm inventing right now on the spot.
Look at that.
It's called Portrait by an Artist.
Oh.
You get to resurrect one artist or choose any artist, current, living, to do your portrait.
Oh, it's sort of like commission an album.
It is. But you are the subject and where you are is up to you and who does it is also up to you. So who are you going to choose?
Well, I think that it would have to be Leonardo DiCaprio because I want him to draw me like one of his French girls. And I would put on the Heart of the Ocean.
That's what you're going to do.
I'd lay on that Chase lounge.
Listen, if recreating one's portrait as like that, brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. That's a really brilliant idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's my joke answer.
Mm-hmm.
Who would I want to paint me? This is like, I feel like I have an artist that I really love and his name is Wayne Thiebaud and he is considered, he's a pop artist, but he's not of the pop art ilk that you would think of when you think of like an Andy Warhol or like a Roy Lichtenstein, where their images are kind of like flat and graphic. He paints with very like brilliant color and he did portraits. He did a lot of objects. So very similar to like pop art in the fact that they're showing different mass production of items and kind of making things about sort of consumerism. So that's kind of why he gets lumped in with the pop artist a lot. But his artwork really spans beyond that. He did these like incredible landscapes that are kind of seemingly impossible and very brightly colored. And I'm like, I would love a portrait by Wayne Thiebaud. So that's who it would be. And what about you?
Okay, so I have a lot of potential answers for this one.
Okay.
But I do feel like what is important is I want a portrait of me just surrounded by birds, like all kind, like all my favorite birds, I'll say. And so I'm really into the idea of like a painting that's like a little bit surrealist, like me and the birds are the same thing. You know what I mean? One and the same. So I don't know. That makes me think of Salvador Dali because of the surrealism, but I'm sure there are some other surrealist painters now that I probably should, like, you know, could find out more about that would, you know, sort of strike that sort of really interesting balance there.
Sure. I feel like Frida Kahlo would be someone who could, you know, she often painted herself with animals.
I love
because
that.
Because they were like her children because she couldn't have any. So
there we go. There we go.
So there you go. Little bird girl. What a surprise.
What a surprise.
You could just have Audubon paint your portrait.
That's it. We'll just do that.
Yeah. From the promenade, it was time to get on some trails, and we wanted to hike on the east side this day. So there are two sides, essentially, of Hot Springs, the east side and the west side trails.
And they are bisected by that main drag of Bathhouse Road.
Yep. We decided that we were going to hike Hot Springs Mountain. From here, we winded our way up through the promenade, up some staircases, before we eventually just started to hit dirt trail.
Right.
Yeah.
The first dirt trail we hit, or we jumped onto, was called the Peak Trail. It's white on the map, and also the blazes were white. And we do love when the colors on the map match the colors on the trees.
Yeah.
We do love that. And they did do that here.
Yeah. It was November and we were in shorts and t-shirts. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, global warming, you old so-and-so.
Yeah. You old like, so-and-so.
Great. I love this for my body, but not for the earth.
That's right.
Yep.
So the Peak Trail was only about 0.6 miles long, short. All of these trails here on this side are not long.
No, but there was a decent amount of gain here.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right here there was.
Oh, well, my calves and my quads, I'm feeling it. And in my little hammies, too.
That's right.
All my leg muscles and my glutes.
This is called a mountain. It's probably as high as a hill. It's not it's not tall. It's called a mountain. I don't know why, but it's more hill than mountain, I'd say.
The entire time we're hiking up this, we're also seeing this kind of tower in the distance, too. It has sort of what looks like a disc on the top of it. And apparently that was something we could do and climb up.
Yes. And it is available to do. And you can see for 140 miles from Hot Springs. You can get tickets. You can go up there. It's open November through February, 9 to 5, and March through October, 9 to 8.
Great.
It's one of the top attractions in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So we do recommend if you're interested in that. We did it.
Getting some better views.
Getting some even better views.
Yeah.
So we see the tower in the distance as we're walking, and then eventually we join up into a campground. We see the campground and we know, okay, we're going to have to walk to the other side of this campground, which we do. And that puts us on the Hot Springs Mountain Trail, which is a blue trail on the map. And so the blazes were blue.
Yeah. Here we, as we cut through this parking lot of this campground, we kind of essentially hook a left and curve around. I think there were some like rhododendron tunnels, or it kind of felt like that, like almost like what it was like to be in New River Gorge or even like some parts of North Carolina where we've hiked. But this eventually takes us up towards this pavilion, which we can start to see in the distance. That's this kind of like gleaming white pavilion with a tiled roof on it that is right near the Hot Springs Mountain Tower. This was a very well-visited space. When we arrived, there were some folks that were here taking photos. We're starting to get into like magic hour sunlight. It's beautiful autumn. Like the trees have all changed, even though it's warm. I just remember like this was a lovely viewpoint, but it also felt very like, I don't know, I felt like Barbra Streisand should be playing and very warm.
Great. Yeah. We did hang out here for a bit. Got some great photos.
That was also the gayest thing I think I've ever said.
It's up there.
It's up there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We finish up here and then we jump back on the Hot Springs Mountain Trail, mm-hmm. the Blue Trail. It is a 1.7 mile leg of the trail, and it's essentially just cutting straight across this one section of the hill.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ridgeline almost.
Almost like a ridgeline, up and down a little bit. Great views off to the right the whole time. Mm-hmm. No complaints. And it's mostly trees.
Yeah.
And some other hills in the distance. Yeah. And like, and it's, again, great views. This is like a, one could do any bit of any of these trails that we're doing absolutely. On this day. And it would be a lovely, lovely time.
Yeah.
Then we get to a new intersection of trail.
And this is called the Gulf of Gorge Trail. And this is where we start to make some descent down through some switchbacks. It's also where we start to lose. It's not like dark by any means, but we don't have as present sunlight as we did when we were on the ridgeline. So this trail is white on the map. It's only a few hundred feet down. It's just these very long, kind of wide switchbacks that bring us all the way down until we end up meeting up with the Goat Rock Trail. This is purple on the map. So again, all these tiny little interconnected trails that you can just jump on and continue to make this giant loop is essentially what we were doing.
What was funny was like it, like very quickly, like from one little trail to the next little trail, like we were getting there very quickly. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, looking at a map makes yeah. it feel like it's longer, but it's not.
I do remember like when we were on the switchbacks here hearing a noise and being oh, is that a cougar? Because there are like cougars in the area and we're not talking about...
And I'm looking at one right now.
We're not talking about older gentlemen or older ladies that are on the prowl for
we know what folks. We're talking about.
Yeah. No. We're talking about actually like a mountain lion essentially. Yeah. And it was not. I think it was squirrels getting ready for the winter.
There was one animal that was a little larger than a squirrel, and I don't remember what it is that we saw. And I was like, was it a black bear? I think it was a deer or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we jump onto the Goat Rock Trail, mm-hmm. again, purple, and it's only 1.1 miles long. We very quickly understand what the Goat Rock is because we happen upon it.
Yeah, we have to basically climb up to it. And this is like...
You could walk right by it, but there is like a little like offshoot like, one could take to go up onto the Goat Rock.
Yeah. But this is a nice spot. It's a good viewpoint.
Beautiful views.
Very lovely resting spot. This is where we kind of, I think we snacked a little bit here. We took a minute. But again, beautiful fall, gorgeous weather, beautiful light. All the trees had turned. This was like a great spot to see just the foliage. It was
and
like Arkansas foliage.
It was a great
viewing.
Time of day. Yeah. The sort of later afternoon light was so beautiful.
Yep.
We definitely took some moments here. Mm-hmm. I think I was sending photos to my mom at this time because there was cell service around here. Then we quickly get back onto the Goat Rock Trail and we continue, mm-hmm. which basically brings us around a couple of quick switchbacks, and then it takes us around to the other side of the mountain, I say with quotation marks, to essentially the backside of the mountain, if you will.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of incline. We gained a little bit of the incline that we lost back here. This Goat Rock Trail could have taken us to a road, but instead it brought us to our next juncture.
With that, let's take our next break.
Hey, everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Tilly Mae Shalima.
Tilly Mae Shalima. Uh-huh. Now, if you're hearing this and you're like, that's not a pun, right? I mean, not all drag names have to be puns, no. Girl, right? But this is definitely inspired by Timothy Chalamet's name. It's sort of like take all the sounds and rearrange them.
Jumble them, yeah.
Yep. And then you get Tilly Mae Shalima.
I think this was a moment of me being tired and trying to say his name, and this is what came
and
out.
And you said Tilly Mae Shalima.
Tilly Mae Shalima.
And I was like, write it down.
Yeah. He's so hot right now.
Write it down. Well.
Living that Dune life.
Dune, Wonka, dating Kylie, as it were.
Mm-hmm. The Minogue.
Not Minogue, no. The whole thing at the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
And I tried to get a picture with him.
Yep.
And she said no.
Yeah. Yeah, the drama. So who is Tilly Mae Shalima?
Well, I do feel like she's a reference to Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. I want Tilly Mae to be her own thing that just has tiny little Timothy Chalamet reference points, right? Like, I think it would be funny if she does a number to Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X.
Mm-hmm. She has piercing blue eyes because of the spice.
Right. Right. That.
Spice is life.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. But I feel like it's like Tilly Mae Shalima feels a little bit to me like her style is a little more like she's got this sort of like curly, wild hair, similarly to Timothy Chalamet, but sort of dresses like Annie Hall.
For some reason, I feel like very Cyndi Lauper-esque. Tilly Mae Shalima.
Well, Tilly Mae. Well, yeah, there you go. Like, I think both of those could live in the same world.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's eclectic dressing, so.
It is.
That would be the name of my salad dressing company.
Eclectic dressing. But there's got to be like an X in that name somewhere. Exclectic.
Exclectic dressing. Yep, that's her product. That's what she gives out. She's the proprietor of eclectic dressing.
Eclectic dressing. That's it. That's her merch.
It's like skinny girl dressing or Paul Newman's own.
Right. Right. Ain't that something?
It would be weird flavors together, but they would be delicious.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Sort of like, let's make salad dressing weird again.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Tilly Mae Shalima.
Yeah.
I foresee some sort of like, if she's got like a new flavor out that week, like she's doing numbers with that bottle, that with that flavor.
Got it. So she's a Salesforce queen.
Apparently. Yeah. She's hawking her salad dressing. Eclectic.
Eclectic dressing. I love it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Tilly Mae Shalima.
So here we are, and we're on the backside of Hot Springs Mountain, and we are coming to the end of the Goat Rock Trail, and it brings us to the juncture of the Upper Dogwood Trail. This is a yellow trail on the map, and it is only about 1 mile long. It's mostly a flat walk, and we actually, because of what we were doing on it, we weren't even going to be doing this entire mile.
No, because we were going to jut off eventually. But this is also, I do feel like the nice thing about the trails in Hot Springs were we did see a bunch of people. Like, as soon as we started off the promenade, there was a group of people our parents' age that were hiking. There were, we did see some other gays hiking. This was also where we started to see people with dogs. Like, it's, I think this is a little bit more, it was a weekend, so people were just out and it was a beautiful day. So I love seeing people on the trails. It's nice when it's just the two of us, but it's also nice when there's like life on the trail. So this is where we started to kind of see this.
I agree.
So this is mostly a flat walk. The beginning of it has a bit of an uphill. And after only walking about 2/3 of the mile, we took the exit off of the upper Dogwood Trail to get to the lower Dogwood Trail.
And the lower Dogwood Trail is a 0.7 mile stretch, and it is green on the map. And it felt very similar to the upper Dogwood Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking through this area, again, end of autumn, which...
Crunchy leaves.
Crunchy leaves. Mm-hmm. The end of autumn sounds like the title of something.
Mm-hmm. Be like a Max, HBO Max show about an affair.
There we go. There the it end is. Of autumn.
The end of autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it about me? Autumn drama? Is it a murder podcast?
It's a murder podcast about autumn drama. That's it.
There it is.
So...
Similar to our April showers. Oh, my God.
Maybe autumn drama is part
it's
two.
It's part two.
Shout
that's
out.
A deep cut
I just
want
to say all. Shout out to all of you who, first of all, if you've been around with us since season one, first of all, we want to thank you.
Yeah.
We see you listening and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because we have eyes everywhere, but that's mm-hmm. not true. We, mm-hmm. you know, the system will tell us, you sure. know. But for those of you who managed to find our season one episode that we published on April 1st.
Uh-huh.
And it was a totally like break from genre.
Yep, total.
And it was all intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. If you listened to that episode and you went, what is this? And then had questions, because a lot of you did.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, maybe part two is coming.
Well, people have asked us about it,
too. People have asked. People
like,
have.
Where's part like, two?
Where is part... I actually need a follow-up to the April showers mm-hmm. mystery.
And this I'm could like, be the end of autumn.
This could be the end of autumn. Everybody, sometimes it just shows
organic.
Up on her own.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So back to Hot Springs Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the lower Dogwood Trail. We're not on it for very long, because then we're going to need to end up connecting with this tiny, tiny, tiny little trail called the Arlington Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 0.1 miles long. And it's on the map. It's black.
But this is where we sort of lost the trail
and
a little
this
bit.
Is where we lost the trail. So here's the deal. The Arlington Trail is named because it dumps one into the back parking lot of the Arlington Hotel.
God, that's the most atrocious sentence ever.
But what I'm saying is like, I'm not sure who's in charge of
upkeep of
trail maintenance for the 0.1 miles.
We were
of
definitely
Arlington
off
trail.
Trail on it here.
So we get to, you know, this section where we're like, oh yeah, we'll just
we have to turn here. Essentially,
we have to like turn off of the lower mm-hmm. Dogwood Trail and like get onto the Arlington Trail. I say in quotes, like to get essentially to the parking lot behind the Arlington
Which
Hotel.
We could see from where we were at.
Because
we are high up.
We're high up. It's a sloped downward-ish cliff-ish. It's not a cliff.
Where we started, it was like a drop-off. But there was very clearly a way to wind down to not just fall into the parking lot.
Right, exactly. Or roll your way down, like whatever.
The brush and bramble.
Right. We looked around and we were like, oh, there's got to be like an elegant way. And there was no elegant way to get. We knew we had to get from where we were standing to the parking lot down below that we could see.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that we were supposed to get there via the Arlington Trail. But we were like, where is she?
Right. We could have continued and gone back to the promenade. We could have made it longer.
Though that would have been like an additional mile and a half, something like that. And we were like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
So we decided to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was like doing a bushwhack.
Yep. Basically.
It was, and like we just had to go like, all right, we just have to make our way down this hill somehow.
Yeah. And just navigate. Yeah.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the parking lot and now we're back on, you know, on the main strip, right? Because again, trailheads leave from like behind little shops and stuff. From here, we went directly to Mike's favorite place. We went to the Wax Museum because Mike loves going to Wax Museum.
That's it.
I'm making a joke. Mm-hmm. Clearly, we didn't go to the Wax Museum.
I know. I was like, I don't remember that.
Mike would never spend money at a Wax Museum.
I've been to Madame Tussauds once in Las Vegas, and I was like, I don't need to do this again, ever.
No. You don't want to take a photograph with the wax figure of a celebrity and make people think you actually saw them?
No. I do not. I did remember watching a documentary about the sculptors who work for Madame Tussauds, and that was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I saw that, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, we didn't go to the wax museum, but we hear it's great.
Yeah.
If you are into wax museums. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we said, let's get ourselves some brew. And we went to the brewery.
Which we'll talk about more in a future episode.
Yes. But the brewery, we will say for right now, is called Superior Brewing. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. We highly recommend. And
Superior Bathhouse Brewery.
Yeah, it's called Superior Bathhouse Brewery. Mm-hmm. All of the beer they make with the hot springs water. Mm-hmm. Also, their merch game is...
It's real good.
Real good. Highly mm-hmm. recommend. All right, let's put all of these trails on the Hot Springs Mountain side, which is the east side mm-hmm. of the main drag, on the Karen Stone scale.
I'm going to say a 4.
Great. I'm going to say a 5 because of just some of the incline.
Yeah.
What's great is that, like, it's also possible to drive up into inside of these trails. There's, like, roads.
There's parking lots.
And parking and, like,
I mean,
it's very accessible.
Right.
As far as, like, doing different sections of the trail.
Absolutely.
For as long as you want.
I just feel like also, yeah, if you wanted to get up to that, the lookout tower, you could drive yourself up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to careen your way down, to the behind parking lot of a hotel.
No.
No.
And so, 9 out of 20 Karen Stones.
Great.
It's time for some Jeopardy style trivia.
Okay. Great.
Great. Would you like to get us started?
Sure.
Great.
So mine is called One Letter Change Up.
Oh.
And this is something that I've been thinking about. It's 3 words that are all different because of one letter that changes in them.
Oh.
So
okay.
The example would be an envelope, something long ago, and something quietly you would say to get someone's attention. And the letters that would be the change up would be O, A, and S.
Okay. So you're giving me the letters too?
Well, we're going to see how this goes. Can you get that?
Yeah, it would. I don't think I need the letters.
Okay. So what is it?
Because it would be post, past, and psst.
Great. So I won't give you the letters.
No.
Great. So okay, that's great. How it is. So
great.
It's, I've taken it to the limit here.
Okay, great. So that's the example.
That's the example.
Okay, I'm ready. Great. I'm ready.
For 100. A winner, an idiot, and a primate.
A champ, chump, chimp.
That's correct.
Great.
For 200. A darker spot under an umbrella, a way to remove hair, and a negative feeling about yourself.
What is shade? Shave. Shame.
Correct.
Oh my God, this is great.
For 300.
And I appreciate that it's the same letter is changing
yes,
each time.
Yes, it's the same letter.
And because it would be a bit of a like...
Mental math?
Mental yeah. gymnastics yeah. to jump through the other ones.
Yes. Okay, for 300. A final resting place, a report card figure, and a winemaker.
What is a grade, and I don't know a winemaker's name. I don't know what it's called.
Something that makes wine.
A grame. A grail.
A thing that you need to make wine.
I don't know.
Grave, grade, and?
I don't know.
What's a grape?
Oh, a grape. Okay,
I was
grape.
Like, how much
sorry.
Can I scream it at
well,
you?
Well, first I was imagining a person that makes wine.
A
and
grame.
Then I was imagining a tool one needs to make yeah. wine. And I was like, girl, I don't know. I don't know. All right.
Okay. For 400. Entire, during, and a large mammal.
Is the large mammal a whale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is whole, while, whale?
Yes.
Great.
Correct. And for 500, desserts, animal pens, and French spots for coffee.
What is cakes, cages, cafes?
Correct.
Great.
And that's one letter change up.
Okay, well, you know, we've never done this before in the history of this podcast. Never have we ever written the exact same category. And today, we have not written the exact same category. However, this was submitted to the podcast by Gloria, my mom, mm-hmm. who has written a triple rhyme time.
Wow.
So it is three words that all rhyme.
Look at that. We're just so, yeah, in the Trinity.
We're inching. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you ready for triple rhyme time?
I am.
In this way, all three words rhyme.
Okay.
And you're coming up with the phrase for that.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre uses these two red fish and bangs them together to turn off the light, which gives you this. Start with Dr. Dre. He's a what?
Rapper.
And the red fish.
Snapper.
Yep.
Clapper.
There you go. A rapper, rapper, snapper, clapper.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, got it.
Yeah, there you all go. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for 200. A Christmas door decoration that you hang a little further down than normal by using your pearly whites.
Wreath beneath teeth.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. For 300, an avian geek happened.
A bird nerd occurred.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, for 400, an ill-mannered guy's nourishment.
A rude dude's food.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, and for 500, a sugary, secretive post.
Is sweet one of the words?
Mm-hmm. Another way to think of it might be a sugary, anonymous social media post.
A sweet secret? No. A sweet tweet, sweet something tweet.
Correct.
Sweet. What's this middle word? I can't. Anonymous.
I'm also going to give you Gloria's original. I updated. She and I went back and forth about this one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never heard of this. She wrote a sugary, tactful post. And I could not figure this one out.
Replete tweet?
So the answer is a sweet, discreet tweet.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I feel like anonymous or secretive might get us to the word discreet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have never seen the word tactful as like a synonym for discreet, but it is right. Absolutely.
I mean, you could have used language that the gays know and just said DL.
I could have. There we go. And that's triple rhyme time. This has been Gays at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gays at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gays at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. And that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariello Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.